WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kirkwood Rock Talking to Fortnite Amazon, hashtag Epic Partner. It's Royal Rumble time, 1 week from, 1 week from, or 6 days. The Saturdays used to be on Sundays. Now they're on Saturdays. Premium live event, the Royal Rumble. My favorite event of the year, sans WrestleMania. 6 days away, Royal Rumble. We're going to preview it here tonight. To start with, we have the intern, Kane Kittens.
Yeah, you see, I'm not the only one that gets the days confused of when these premium live events are.
At least I called it a premium live event and not a pay-per-view.
I just called it a premium live event!
Usually you say pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, whatever. I got them both right this time, so bite me.
About time. How many years did it take? At least four.
It's a new year, it's a new me. There.
New year, new you. Got it. Is it a new year, new Tim, or is it the same old Tim Stein? Either way, apparently not. Mute it. You guys worked on this before the show.
Yeah, he was talking.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep talking when I feel like talking, and it would not unmute. I kept clicking and clicking and clicking, and it wouldn't unmute. I don't know. Do I need to be like new and improved or something like that? Or can I just be me?
No, apparently you are still the same old Tim Stein.
Don't say it like it's a bad thing.
I didn't.
I'm fucking adorable. That's all I know. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Streaming live on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. You're listening anywhere around the World Wide Web. Come and join us in the chat room. I dare you. I absolutely dare you. You'll get a chance to pick on Matt because he's there along with the lovely Lindsay Ward. Don't pick on Lindsay because I'll get mad at you.
Also, before we begin, Tig, thanks for 8 months. Appreciate you. Anyway, continue on.
Would be Tig. Thanks. Good to see you. Yeah, so tonight, as you say, we're 6 days removed, I guess, or pre-moved from
until
the Royal Rumble.
We're gearing up for, I don't know.
Gearing up for the Royal Rumble, my absolute all-time favorite premium live event, because you don't call it a pay-per-view, even though you have to pay to get Peacock, right?
Well, some people do.
Some people do. I'm not even going to touch that one. Anyway.
No. No, some people do. If you, like, for me, I wanted to give them money for no ads. They wouldn't take my money, so I have one with ads because my internet gives it to me for free. There are a lot of people who have Peacock now because of the NFL game last week because it was exclusively on Peacock. So welcome to all the new subscribers to Peacock who can watch the Royal Rumble this Saturday live at 8 p.m. Eastern.
What was the game on Peacock last week?
It was the Chiefs and Dolphins game.
Oh, who won? Shut up. Don't say the Chiefs.
It was the Chiefs.
I know it was the Chiefs. They beat Buffalo tonight. Spoiler alert!
Who just won right now. Yeah, so congrats
to the
Chiefs.
Everybody's got to feel bad for the Mafia.
No, they got the party with Jason Kelce. They're fine.
Well, okay, fine.
A shirtless Jason Kelce.
A shirtless Jason Kelce.
How are your Eagles doing, Rock?
Jason Kelce is living the dream right now.
It's called retired life.
Yeah, how are your Cowboys there, Brent?
Yeah, they're working on next season. What can I say?
How are the Packers,
yeah,
Tim?
They're retaining the coach. You believe that,
Tim? Yeah, because they have him under contract for one more year, so you might as well just let him live out the contract.
Yeah.
Well, so they're extending him.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. How are your Packers?
Reports have come out and said they're not extending him.
Yeah.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah. How are the Packers?
We're all in the same boat, kids.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel?
That was an absolute, I have to admit, that was a heartbreaker.
They had
leading for like 93% of the game.
Welcome to football.
Welcome to football.
All right, so for those tuning in, tonight we'll have the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing. We'll have it towards the end of the show. First, we're going to preview the Royal Rumble, which has four matches. Then we'll reveal the results of the Royal Rumble entry drawing. So stick around. You'll find out what your number is later in the show.
Knowing my luck, I'm in the single digits.
We'll see later in the show. We got
your laugh is giving me confidence, let me tell you.
I don't remember what you have. Okay. But it would be funny if it was. Anyway, we got four matches to get into. We have Casey's picks. We'll reveal them as we go. But we're going to start off with the United States Championship on the line. Logan Paul defends against Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens cannot use his cast. He took it off on SmackDown. He can't use it in the match against Logan Paul. So there is that. Thoughts on this matchup, Brent?
I like the tournament leading up to kind of like who's going to be the one to challenge him, because you got to see a lot of various names that you wouldn't consider as part of it.
Yeah.
You know, you got Carmelo involved. You got Kevin. You had Santos in there. Mm-hmm. Dragon Lee. So it's like, it wasn't just your usual like, okay, we're going to name this person. I mean, when the tournament was going on, with what was going on between Owens and Theory and Waller, and then through like that orbit, Logan Paul, you were kind of like, I know where this is going to end up.
Yeah.
But they did a good job at least building it all to that point where you're like, I'm interested to see Logan and Kevin go at one another. And it's, I mean, the whole story has been Logan Paul has that one lucky punch. Mm-hmm. And he's just a brash, cocky son of a bitch.
Indeed.
And you have Kevin, who just wants to punch him in the mouth. Literally punch him in the mouth.
Punch him right in the mouth, especially after SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. But if you're going to put Logan with anyone, Kevin's going to be someone that can carry him to a good match. It's like when you have other celebrities in the ring, what are you going to do? You put him with Sammy, because Sammy is going to make him look good, and Sammy will do whatever was needed. And we still talk about him versus Johnny Knoxville, even though some people decry, oh, it was a comedy match. Yeah, and look what Sami Zayn got out of it in the end. Look at Elimination Chamber last year. That was a payoff for him.
Not a lie. Not a lie.
If you're willing to do work for the WWE, they will take care of you.
Again, not a lie. What are your thoughts, Tim?
Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching it for Kevin Owens, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Does Kevin have a shot to take the belt off of him?
No, it's not going to happen.
No, why not?
No, because they're going to let Logan Paul run with it for a while. In case people haven't realized that the Triple H version of WWE is letting title holders have a bit of a run. He'll lose it sooner, like before everybody else does, I think, but not next Saturday.
Not the Royal Rumble.
But I think they set it up. They set it up for Kevin to lose last night. Friday night on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. But it's also not a bad thing, though, to let Logan have a belt and kind of let it be out there in the media.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with him doing all the stuff he does away from WWE. Is it harming? The answer will be no. But is it helping?
I think so.
That he's a title holder. I mean, one would think that it does help a little bit, but how much?
We'll see on Saturday when they say, hey, look at the numbers for the show.
Saturday.
And I would say...
What clip goes viral?
I would say, does having the belt on Rey Mysterio or Dragon Lee or anyone else right now really help it? It took me a minute to remember who he had beaten for it.
I mean, not a lie. Especially going into WrestleMania, they're going to want the publicity with someone like a Logan Paul in a championship match.
Let them lose the belt at Mania after they get the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what you would do.
You could put someone on there against him and, you know, help them elevate their stock, maybe.
Yeah.
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 Rock, you were thinking the same thing I was.
I've been thinking that for a while, yeah.
But just think, yeah, though, if you have that spot where it's like, he beats Logan Paul at Mania. Number one, the fans are going to go wild because he's finally a champion in some respect. And two, it's just the promos between those two guys, if WWE gives that to us, will be worth the price of attendance.
Yeah, it should be good. So officially, I take it we can put down Logan Paul.
For Logan both of you.
Yeah, if Owens won, I wouldn't be surprised, but I think with the whole thing that's going on with his hand, it gives you an out. And like we talked about, I think putting the belt on, or keeping the belt on Paul going into the big Mania season is a better move than pulling it off of him and then going, well, who do we set up for him for Mania in still a somewhat big match, but won't be a title match now.
Mm-hmm. And Casey also went with Logan Paul. Speaking of, yeah, the Universal Championship is on the line. Roman Reigns has to defend it in a fatal four-way, even though he didn't want to. It's against Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Well, it's his own fault.
Why is it his own fault?
Because he sent Solo and Jimmy out to queer that triple threat match. So he gets what he deserves.
Okay, look, when it comes to that trope, someone's going to learn eventually if they're going to have a, you know, one-on-one or triple threat or fatal four-way match to set up your number one contender. Don't interrupt it. Just let it happen. It happens all the time that someone interrupts it thinking, haha, I have screwed the system. And
no,
eventually...
No, because wrestlers are stupid.
And the system screws you instead. The best part about all of this, though, has been just the bickering between Paul Heyman and Nick Aldis.
Aldis is doing a good job.
Paul Heyman thinks, the bloodline runs the show. We're just going to run right through it. And Nick is he's just not putting up with any shit. He's just looking at Paul going, nope, I'm going to do this, and you have to go tell Roman now. And you can just see Paul's blood pressure just keep elevating with every conversation that happens.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's good because finally we've had the bloodline kind of run roughshod over SmackDown the whole time. That's the purpose of the bloodline, is head of the table, we're the ones who run the show. Now you have a actual strong authority figure who isn't the corrupt one, by the way, that we were all, you know, going, oh, please don't do that. No, this authority figure has backbone and just walks up to them and goes, this is my show, and you're going to play by my rules. And you can just see Roman now have to be like, shit. Because every time he thinks he has a one-up on it, like, the game changes a bit, or Now you also have Randy sitting out there who, like, Roman tries to attack him, and Randy can pull out that RKO out of nowhere and leave Roman laying to end a show.
Very true. Tim, what are your thoughts?
I don't really have a whole thoughts. It's just a simple case of, you know, Roman's going to retain that damn title. Yeah, sure, I can see the RKO out of nowhere after everything's all said and done. But basically, most of the match is going to be the three guys beating each other down with Roman lurking at ringside. I have to admit, I'm not looking forward to this match.
Because it's too predictable?
It just feels like it, yeah. I mean, if they blow my mind and all of a sudden, freak, wow, AJ wins or Randy wins, whatever, you know, okay, I'll change my tune while I'm watching it. But I do not expect to be impressed.
But you're not believing the hype of, you know, oh my God, let's put the belt on Randy so Cody can finish his story against Randy at WrestleMania.
No, not yet.
Not buying that hype?
Not buying that hype just yet. I mean, it could happen. I don't see it happening on Saturday. Here's the thing. How many more days does Roman have to go with that title until he wipes out Hogan?
September.
Right?
And it's sometime in September.
Yeah. I just get this feeling that they're pushing to beat Hogan's record.
A lot of people
think that.
Technically,
I wouldn't include it because it's the unique championship.
But it's not a record. It's not. Hogan doesn't hold a record. He just holds. He's a place on the list.
Well, you know what I'm. You know, like I'm not talking about a record, as in it's a record.
But no, but it's not you. A lot of people are with Hogan's record. It's not a record. It's just his place on a list. The record.
Yeah, I'm not talking yet, but I'm not talking about it being like a record. That's Hogan's record, as in that's how
next
many days he held it.
Right.
That's
for
the record, not, hey, it's a record.
Yeah, no, I'm not
that's
saying you.
That's where I'm coming from. I'm trying to make that straight.
Yeah, I'm not saying you. I'm saying people out there on the internet are saying it's a record, but it's not actually a record.
It's not a record.
Just like Punk was not a record. It was just a number. But so LOL, Roman wins, Brian?
I think Roman wins here. If you want to, you can still protect Randy because he doesn't have to eat the pin. And you can set up a match or two coming out of this because my feeling is Roman will have something to do in February because I don't think you put a big pay-per-view or big premium live event. Caught myself. You don't have a premium live event down in Australia that you've really been hyping, and the Australian government has really been saying they want to see at least two people down there.
Well,
one of them is a megastar.
I mean, they can appear. It doesn't mean they have to compete down there.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you can give him something to do down there, if need be, with one of these participants, or you can still set up that angle, plus you can still have some angles coming out of this match based on what happens in it and what we've already seen so far.
For the record, Roman is not scheduled for the premium live event in Australia known as the Elimination Chamber. Neither is Dwayne, even though they want Dwayne. But they're currently not scheduled to compete at the premium live event.
Well, as you said, they don't have to compete. They can still make an appearance.
They could make an appearance.
Yeah, even that wouldn't be confirmed. But that lack of confirmation for either or means absolutely nothing at this point, you know, until after the Rumble.
But I've been saying this since he showed up at day one, hold up your finger. You don't do his last match at 5 a.m. on the East Coast. Just pointing that one out. You don't put Dwayne in action at 5 a.m. That's all.
Sure you do.
All right, you're going to wake up at 2 and watch it?
I mean, it depends what else I have going on, but sure.
You'll be up at 2 a.m.
3 o'clock for me, but I wouldn't be getting
up. I'll take a nap. I'll take a nap before. Why not?
2 a.m. You're going to be up watching it. Okay.
As long as it's not a Sunday, I'm good.
Yeah, it's called watching it on delay. Because you're not going to stay up till that late to watch it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, you won't. I will, because I'm a degenerate.
You are, in fact, a degenerate sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time, just some of the time. All right, so around the horn, Roman for Brent.
Acknowledge me.
Roman for Tim.
Yeah.
And Roman for Keishi as well. So Roman Reigns is the Universal Heavyweight Champion. Seth Rollins is your World's Heavyweight Champion for now. We'll see tomorrow if he's still your World's Heavyweight Champion.
I've heard he should be good to go for March.
You would hope.
Which means he'll probably get a few weeks off.
Because, in case people are unaware, during his match with Tim's friend Jinder Mahal, Seth Rollins got hurt on Monday night.
Jinder hindered him.
It's Seth's fault. Seth did it himself.
He did. It was not Jinder's fault, no. He injured his knee. Reportedly, it is a torn MCL with a slight meniscus tear. He suffered a torn MCL before. It was back when he faced Hunter at WrestleMania, so whatever that build-up was, whatever year that was, he was able to make it back for Hunter in 2 months. So you do the timetable. WrestleMania is April 6th, so here we are.
Yeah, that was just an MCL. This time he's got a partially torn meniscus.
That's the wrinkle in
that is the big wrinkle right there.
Mm-hmm. So depending on what doctors say and whatever he wants to do, we'll find out what the result is Monday. But going into WrestleMania, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm fully expecting he's going to wind up relinquishing the title tomorrow night.
We'll see if that happens. So as of today, January 21st, World Heavyweight Champion is Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns is Universal Champion. One of them will main event WrestleMania against the winner of the Royal Rumble. So let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. There are some names, Brent, that have said, hey, I'm in. Like Cody and Punk and Drew and Gunther, to name a few.
Yeah. Also, hey, you put some respect on Alpha Academy, which also announced.
That's good. I just named a few. I don't have the list in front of me. I'm just going off the top of my head.
I have the list from Wikipedia right now.
All right.
As of today, January 21st, Cody was your first announcement, followed by CM Punk, mm-hmm. Former Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura,
mm-hmm.
The lone SmackDown competitor, Bobby Lashley.
So far. Mm-hmm.
Notice, not the Profits, just Bobby.
Yeah.
Drew Mack.
Okay.
Gunther. Not the other members of Imperium. And then the three members of Alpha Academy, Chad Gable, Otis, and Akira Tozawa.
I'm surprised all three are in it. That's interesting. That they would give three spots to them out of everything on the shows. That's an interesting one.
Well, the whole thing with this, I can see them doing that because you've pulled people like AJ and LA Knight and Randy.
Yeah, no, I understand it. I'm just saying I figured you would throw more NXT names in. And such. That's kind
of... See, I think they're holding off on some of the NXT because it's that kind of thing, like, when you put the NXT people in there, it means it's that transitional period, essentially, because usually, if you have an NXT name in there, they're pretty much on the fast track.
I can dispute that. Roxanne Perez was in the Women's Rumble last year.
I will say Roxanne Perez probably was a bit more on the fast track had she not experienced some of her medical issues.
Yeah, but she's still down in NXT was more my point.
Right. I think that changed perspectives.
You never know.
So, but yeah, I can see some NXT people. I can also see the fact that they have kind of, you know, they cleared out a bit of the roster earlier this year or early last year that they end with some people that are injured that could be in this Rumble normally, you know, someone like a Big E or a Braun Strowman or others. It's like, okay, yeah, we may have to put in a name or two that can be what I would call Rumble fodder.
Yeah, I was more, it was more Tozawa of anything.
That's primarily who I'm talking about as well.
But especially as they're announced, like I figured, okay, they could be a last minute next Saturday edition. Like, hey, we're announcing them. The fact that they were early was more the surprising part of it.
Okay.
So who has a shot at winning this thing?
Everybody's... Go ahead. No, I said it first. Go ahead.
What would be funny is how they try to spin if any members of the Bloodline are in the Rumble. Because the whole idea behind that would be, oh, we're going to win it to protect Roman, essentially.
Or is Jimmy going to go in it to win the other title?
You can do that, and if Jimmy enters it, this is how you set up him and Jay. You have Jay screw Jimmy out of the shot. to set them up for Mania. Because we've had, you know, Jay has wanted to get his hands on Jimmy, but Jimmy's on the other show and he's not going to participate. But if this is, I'm going to try, you know, I want to win this so I can go to Raw and take their championship. And Jimmy or Jay comes out and is like, boom, super kick over the top rope. There you go. Now they've screwed each other. Now you can set up the match. And then you just have Solo out there as a wrecking ball.
It'd be interesting if they put Solo in. Because I don't think they did that last year. Because they saved him for the main event interference.
Yeah.
Is it too obvious, Tim, that Punk wins?
It's very damn obvious that Punk wins. Here's the thing. You've got two very obvious predictable choices, Punk and Cody. You've got what I would feel a strong contender is let Drew win it again. If you were to force me to pick a dark horse, I'd say Gunther. And I don't think that I would be surprised with any of those four winning, tell you the
truth. Now we'll throw the wild card in it. You smell it on Saturday? Does he come in at 30? And win it?
Is that how they're going to set up WrestleMania?
I'm just asking the question.
I mean, if you want to protect Dwayne, putting him at 30 in the Rumble, it's not a bad thing because he gets to come in late. He doesn't have to work a full match. He can just do a couple of high spots.
You can still protect him by bringing him in 28.
Well, and
that gives him a chance to showcase a little bit more for the fans.
Okay, that's but at the end, just go, then go with the end. Do you put him at the end as a surprise?
If you're going to have him come out as a surprise, then he's coming out to win that Rumble, and he's going to win the Rumble so he can take on his cousin for the race to sit at the head of the table.
What, Brent?
I'm just thinking back to the Rumble I went to, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
If Dwayne throws Punk over the top rope, I just want Punk to look at him and be like, God damn it, not again.
That'd be kind of fun.
They were, for the record, they weren't in a Rumble together, but they fought at the Royal Rumble.
With the interesting element of Roman helping Punk in a way.
Yeah,
because the Shield, in the dark, put Roman through a table.
Now we'll talk about Cody. If Cody loses this thing, what do you do with him?
Well, you see, what happens is there is this event in Perth, Australia that he could also participate in.
He could.
So if Cody were to lose here, it's not, quote, the end of the story. It just, the chapter doesn't go quite as planned. There's a plot twist in the middle of the chapter. But as you talked about before, there's also a new added wrinkle for what happens tomorrow night, because does the chamber match now become a Raw championship match?
It could, because I don't want to be the Rumble to be it.
Rumble becomes, you become the new world.
I don't want that. That's the one thing I don't want. They don't need a hot shot like that.
That's hot shotting it too much.
Well, because then the question is okay, then how do you, if that is the case of, if they made this, okay, whoever wins this gets the Raw belt, you pretty much figure that most of SmackDown is probably not going to win.
I mean, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but your good money is probably that no one from SmackDown is going to win.
Okay, look at the SmackDown roster. There, as you mentioned, there's one name in this Rumble from SmackDown. Big names are in the title match.
SmackDown, I stand by my statement. No one from SmackDown is going to win that title then.
You got Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley, and name another single star on SmackDown. Okay,
I would say Sheamus, but he's injured.
Sheamus and Santos are your next tiers.
Hey, you put some respect on Dragon. Oh, wait, no, he's kind of in between two brands.
He's in between two brands, and no offense to Peter Dune, who's back. He's a tag team wrestler right now.
Yeah.
And I'd say tag team Kate wrestler couldn't win.
Well, that's what we were talking about last week when we were doing last week we were doing the draft. It's like, oh, we need to pick a SmackDown guy. Oh, shit. Like, there's a lot of Raw main eventers. There's not a lot of SmackDown main eventers.
There are not a lot of, well, because they're all in.
They're all in one match. You have put them all there to try and eliminate, you know, LA Knight chance to win the Royal Rumble.
Because your other main eventers are in the Bloodlines, Solo and Jimmy.
Well, Solo. Let's be honest.
No, Solo. At this point, Jimmy has wrestled in enough main events. He's a credible main eventer for that brand.
Okay. I would say his brother's more the main eventer.
Well, he is.
Because it's also in his name.
But he's wrestled in, like, he's your upper mid-card main eventer. Like, he's, you know, you could throw him in a main event and go, hey, that's a he's an incredible one. Not for WrestleMania.
He has the lineage and legacy and, you know, experience to be able to handle a main event.
And he did main event day one of WrestleMania last year. Or night
throw
one.
Up your finger.
All right, round the horn. Tim, Rumble winner is...
Oh, God. You go for the obvious choice and you pick Punk. The problem is it's going to be... Depending on what happens tomorrow night now. I am actually going to take your suggestion, Rock.
Hmm.
And have him come out surprised at 28, 29, or 30 and win it.
You're taking the movie star?
Yeah. I'm going to go out on that limb.
All right. Tim goes with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, the guy from Fortnite.
The foundation.
I want Gunther to win it, though.
Well, you can't have who you want. You got to make a decision here.
I've already made my pick. I'm just saying what I want as opposed to who I'm picking.
So, Tim, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Oh, dear God, you actually did it.
Brent?
I'm breaking the producer, folks. It's awesome.
Hey, Brent, what's the opposite of always?
No, I'm not going there. I know where this is going. I'm not going there. He has a deafen button. I know it. For my pick, I'm gonna go still with what I think they're gonna do. I'm gonna go with CM Punk, and winning this match, if you still have to vacate the title, means he'll face whoever wins the chamber for the match at Mania. Because I think part of the whole conditions of CM coming back was we're gonna make good. We're gonna give you a big night at Mania. You get to be one of the main events. Have fun.
She is also going with CM Punk. Now the ladies,
Charles Montgomery Punk.
Yes, and the ladies have a Royal Rumble match as well. Brent, do you have the participants?
I do. So your announced participants. There are five for the women's match. The first participant named was Bayley. Next up was Nia Jax, followed by Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, and then on the same broadcast on the WWE YouTube channel where the Alpha Academy announced their participation in the Men's Rumble, that also includes Maxxine Dupri in the Women's Rumble. So there are your five.
That one I'm not surprised by.
Only 25 to go.
Yeah, lots of surprises and lots of the women who are currently on the roster. Your Natalia's, your Tegan Knox's. You know,
Natalya is going to be there. Piper Niven,
Chelsea Green.
Chelsea's going to try and improve upon her standing from last Rumble.
Yep. You're going to have
how many
legends and NXT girls. You'll have a full ballyhoo.
Yeah. How many gimmick entrants are you expecting?
I don't know yet. I'm going to figure it out this week. I don't know yet.
I'm thinking
Keep your eye out for Dishing It Out.
Yeah.
Where Rock will make his picks for the women's and men's Rumble participants and entries.
Written content. Yeah, not podcast. Written content. WildTalkRadio.com. Anyway.
I think you'll probably have about five mystery entrants.
I mean, that sounds like a decent number.
I mean, you always have that one mystery entrant for the women that has been a fairly consistent participant in the Rumble, if you want.
Is she in the crowd this year?
I don't know. Oh. Her husband's probably got a speaking engagement, so...
He does. He is going to be...
There we go! She'll be in town!
I think they also have a home in the area, too. Yeah.
Now, you know who everyone is clamoring for, right, Rock?
Who?
Well, we talked about her man in the men's Rumble. If people see her, they would go, wow!
They would. You're going to get it. It's this year.
Yeah, this is your one chance of bringing her out.
For those wondering, AJ Lee is who he's talking about.
Again, if you're going to do if you want to bring out someone like that, like a Dwayne, like AJ, who hasn't fully wrestled in many years, the Rumble is a match in which to do it.
It is the match to do it because they can be in, out, and hopefully no injuries.
All you have to do is basically take one bump, which is over the top rope,
which is risky for some.
Yeah.
people have gotten hurt falling over a top rope.
Oh, I forgot. We just recently celebrated the anniversary of a very special elimination in the Rumble.
Which was what?
We all learned you don't throw Mark over the top rope. Or I should say drop kick him over the top rope.
Yeah.
Because
true.
He then spends the next 10 minutes beating the high holy hell out of you.
Yeah. And also we've learned when it comes to Royal Rumbles, you can also get hurt getting into a ring. You can tear both of your quads.
Oh, yeah.
So there is that. Anyway, Tim, which female athlete has the best chance of walking out winning the Royal Rumble this year?
Oh, shit. I really honestly have no idea, so therefore I'm picking Bayley.
Why Bayley?
That would just be really interesting.
Okay. Brent?
Bayley would be a good story because it could set up the whole things with her and Io, where if you wanted to, in a sense, you could do like a Batista thing. She has the ability to protect damage control. But as we've seen, she's kind of been the person on the outside looking in at damage control, even though she was the person from the elimination or War Games. Mm-hmm. She was the MVP. She saved her team so much during that match. But it looks like there is that contingent of, you know, damage control and Bayley. So if you wanted to, you could set it up where she wins. And she has the contract, you know, she has the shot, and damage control is like, okay, we're protected, haha, you know, you can go after Rhea, and we can run both brands.
Because, and she's been taunting Rhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's been out there, you know, with the mommy shirt and all of that. But it also gives you a very legitimate way in which to have her, you know, face Io, or if they're going to, like, kick her out, it's because that, well, you know, we see you've won, we see you have, you know, you turned an eye towards Io and that championship, so we're going to just take care of this before anything else happens. The other big storyline, which we saw kick off on Monday, is we saw the immovable force meet the irresistible object in the ring in terms of the women's divisions. We had Mommy come out and basically say, this is her house, this is, you know, her championship, no one can touch her. And then the man came out to get in Mommy's face to basically say, I'm calling my shot, which I have no problem with. That as a Mania match, shut up and take my money.
So you're going Becky.
I'm tempted for Becky. I just don't know if they want to give her a two Rumble wins. Because you can always set up Becky versus Rhea in other ways. Because again, there is that show in February. Do we think Rhea's going to be involved in that? Oh, abso-freaking-lutely. It's in her home country. She's been doing press about it for, what, 2-3 months now?
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, Becky can stick her nose in Australia, and that's what would set up Becky versus Rhea, because you don't need to have Becky with a guaranteed shot for that. And so I think it
tells a better story.
It tells a better story than, you know, Becky having this thing and sitting back and being like, well, Rhea has to defend that title and I'm just going to, you know, pick the bones, essentially.
So who's winning then?
It's got to go to someone on SmackDown.
It's just like two people on SmackDown.
Yeah, it's Bianca or Bayley, because Charlotte is not a factor right now. You know what? Screw it. I'll go Bayley too, because I think that would be a very interesting story, and that would give three horsewomen Rumble wins.
And Kaycee is going with Becky Lynch to win the Royal Rumble this Saturday. So there you go. That's the preview for the Royal Rumble that takes place this Saturday, live on the Peacock and the WWE Network worldwide.
It could be a boss match, Rock. It could really be a boss match.
You could you could bank on it. You really could bank on it. All right. So
what a hint.
Mm-hmm. So we've told people for a while now to get to say I'm in, and if you didn't say I'm in, I can't help you.
Well, then you're out.
Then you're out.
We filled up. We filled up.
All the spots we've been promoting on social media for the last week and a half. So. Now to reveal the Royal Rumble entry contest results as follows. So to set it up, you will be assigned a number, which will represent a male and a female in the Royal Rumble match this Saturday. So your number will work for both. So we'll just go like this. We'll read the first 10. Getting the number one, Kaycee.
Ooh, that is really good or really bad.
Friend of the network, Trey Dawg, gets number two. Former full-time host of CB Radio, Ace, gets number three.
Well, he is a part-time player, so.
Mike Z, because that's the best way to put it, with that name, right, Tim? Your buddy?
Z-Sofla. Yeah, Mike.
Gets number four.
Just call him Florida Golf Mike.
Florida Golf Mike gets four. The Godfather of Extreme Rob Parks gets number five. Tommy C has number six. Derek B gets seven. A goes to Adam W. Team Chat Matt gets number nine. Lindsay has number 10. So, Brant, you didn't get a single digit.
I got 11 instead, didn't I?
Subway is number 11.
I got fucking, like, Jinder Mahal, essentially. Fantastic.
Josh S. is number 12. Brant, what? You get number 13.
Huh, wasn't that my number last year?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Okay, so wait, Sub is 11.
Josh S. is 12. You are number 13.
Okay, I thought I was 11, that's why.
Right. No.
I'm cool. I'm still screwed, but okay.
Amy Esk is number 14. Michael P. is number 15. Wrestling Fan 889 is number 16. Stephen L. is 17. 18 is Tim B. I got number 19. LeMans is number 20. We're good so far? Tim still has needs a number.
Hang on.
Take your time.
It was Wrestling Fan what?
889.
And number 17 was who?
Steven, I have a graphic, Brent. I'll give you the graphic later.
Okay. I was just...
There's a graphic and a spreadsheet. I have a spreadsheet, too, if you want the spreadsheet.
Well, because I'm filling out a spreadsheet, so leave me alone. It's just, you know I'm the intern. I do these things.
I know. Highland Trash gets number 21. Iggy Fan gets 22. Sheila P gets 23. Alex Cage gets number 24. The Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber. is number 25. Number 26 is Tim Stein.
26? Wow.
Tig has number 27, which is, I think, has had four winners in the past. So that's a good number, at least for the men's side. Whitby is number 28. That One Girl Revived is 29. So who was number one, Brent, on your sheet?
Where are you going with this? It was one, Keishi Matsunaga.
And number 30 is Keishi's kid.
Keishi's son.
Are you kidding? They're bookending it? The Matsunagas are bookending?
Yes.
The Matsunagas begin and end the show.
That's not the real last name, but I'm not using the real last name.
That's fine.
That's why it's Keishi's kid. Got number 30. So there you go. Wait.
I want to go by the numbers because let me see if I can if they have it listed on here. Matt, stupid.
And there you go. There's the graphic on the screen for people who need to see their numbers again.
Okay, so number 30 has won 5 times. Number 27 has won 4 times. Number 1 has won 3 times. This is by, I believe, the Men's Rumble.
Yeah, usually, because women's 5-6 years old.
Number 24 has won 3. So those are your biggest ones. Two-time winners have been number 23, 19, 28, 22, 29, and 2. And I will say that number 13 did win in 1988, so I have a chance.
When did 26 win last?
26 has never won.
Oh, first time for everything.
A first time.
That's the highest number I've ever had on these.
Hey Tim, you if you had 41, they won a Royal Rumble as well. The greatest Royal Rumble.
I was in chat. Has 21 ever won?
Has 21 ever? Nope.
Again, there's a first time for everything. We'll give you the results next week. But that'll do it for WTR Sunday night. But that's not the rest of the week here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Royal Rumble week, Tim.
Royal Rumble week. The whole week dedicated to the upcoming Royal Rumble.
Indeed. This is where you intro things that I talk about.
Well, you know, you can talk about what happened on Raw tomorrow night, immediately following Raw on the post show.
It's the Rumble Go Home on the Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And of course, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, it's the return of the multi-time award-winning The Rock Radio Show with Lindsay Ward. Rock will be Whipper, and you're going to find out Lindsay's picks, aren't you?
We're going to preview the Royal Rumble this Thursday on The Rack. The Rack will also be live on Saturday to review the Royal Rumble after the show. We also have special content this week, Tim.
Yes, you do. You're going to be doing WWE 2K23 Royal Rumble simulation the 26th, aren't you?
On the 26th, Friday after SmackDown, Royal Rumble simulation. So if you've never seen a Royal Rumble, Now your chance in a video game form to give you the idea of what the Royal Rumble could be on Saturday during the actual live event. But we'll be live twitch.tv/WHLive for the Royal Rumble simulation after SmackDown. We will be back next Sunday. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was just going to say we'll be back next Sunday night with our WTR review of what we thought about the Royal Rumble, the outcome, and where that might possibly lead. And that is next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Follow the website all across social media. Right, Rock?
At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Casey's on Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. Link for his merch is in the descriptions. Click it, do the thing, look at it, check it out. Boom. Tim, you're on social.
I am at Flames Forums. Things are heating up all over the place. Follow me there.
Brent's on social.
Yep, heating up. I see what you did there. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. That's where sometimes I have some things to say, and you can tune in if you want to. So there you go.
There you go. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming, support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock Talk in the Fortnite item shop, hashtag Epic Partner. Good luck out to everyone in the Royal Rumble entry contest. We'll reveal who wins next Sunday on the show. And you'll get bragging rights against all of us when you do win. Anyway. Wrap us up, Tim.
Anyway, that's it. Everybody enjoy the week. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. And we'll catch you next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Eastern, another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Say goodnight, Brent.
Good night.
Listen to me now. Listen to me now. It's coming down to the two of us. Let me show you how. Listen to me now. It's coming down to the two